Recorded Books presents Tenebrum by D. Winchester. Narrated by James Langton. 1. Blood Money. Spring 402, Blackwater Fen. Cutter. Tenebrum, a place cut off from the light. Riley ambushed his partner while they slogged through the mud, dragging their raft higher onto the shore. He shoved a foot and a half of dull steel into Cutter's side, while the man's hands were full of rope. The struggle that followed was brief, and by the time Riley had finished gutting Cutter like a fish, he barely had the strength to cry out in pain. All he could do was cough up blood and lay in the mud while he tried to hold in his entrails. He didn't even have it in him to stop Riley from rifling through his pockets for the map and whatever else he might have had on him. 2 shares are good, but 1 share is better, don't you think, chum? Riley asked, smiling that rotten smile as Cutter's blood poured into the swamp water and his world faded to black. That should have been it for poor old Cutter. A bad end for a bad man. But it wasn't. Despite being dead, Cutter's spirit stood over his own corpse, watching while his partner mutilated his body for a few more coins. He couldn't do anything to stop him, as Riley broke several fingers to get his rings off. The bastard followed that up by bashing him in the face a couple of times with the hilt of his blade to knock loose Cutter's 2 gold teeth. Riley wasn't any gentler when it came to getting rid of the corpse. He just shoved stones into the hole in Cutter's guts before dragging him into 3 feet of water, letting him sink into the murk of the fen's deep mud, where no one would ever see him again. Cutter might have done the same thing, of course. Waste not, want not, and all that. He would have had the good sense to wait until they'd gotten the gold out of the swamp and down river, though. Killing anyone before you had eyes on the goods was about the dumbest thing a thief like Riley could do, but that didn't stop him from doing it anyway. Cutter's consciousness didn't fade, even after his eyes were blinded forever and his lungs filled with water. Things just kept right on going after that. Cutter even smiled as he watched a look of horror bloom on that weasel's face when he opened the blood-soaked treasure map and found it hopelessly ruined. That memory would last forever, even after the names and details of everything else dissolved in the murky water, even after the carp and the crawfish reduced him from a feast to a skeleton a little more every day. He would never forget that moment of elation. Riley still dug for the treasure that day, just as they'd planned to do together. He got close, too, painfully close. He found the traces of something buried and dug up the empty chest Cutter had put down there as a decoy. The look of disappointment that spread across Riley's face when he opened it was grand, but not half so satisfying as the rage that followed. Suddenly, the man exploded in a violent fit that didn't stop until he'd broken his shovel, all the while shouting obscenities and beating on the wooden chest. If he'd only dug 2 feet further, he'd have found the bags of old imperial coins and the strange golden grave goods they'd stolen from those adventurers. He didn't, though. The murdering bastard had stopped just short of the finish line. He left that day empty-handed, searching for a new shovel and a better plan. If he'd left with the gold, Riley would have dragged it off to some city where he could live like a king for a few years, and the echo of the partner he'd left decaying in the bog would have faded entirely. Cutter would have drifted down into the dark to whatever eternal reward awaited cutthroats and confidence men. That isn't what happened, though. Riley left the swamp with nothing but bloody hands and a couple of gold teeth for his trouble. He'd tried to steal everything, but come away with almost nothing. That thought kept Cutter's wraith anchored where it was. He basked in the misery of the murderer and anyone else who might come after his treasure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?